Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show with your host, Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hey there, my friend, Steve Gamlin here with the latest Motivational Firewood Radio Show. This past weekend, I got to do something not everyone takes the time to do. I got to hang out with my best friend for a couple of hours, laughing our butts off and catching up on life. The reason we got to hang out is that Mother Nature has extended fall, unlike last year's blizzard of Thanksgiving. And I helped my buddy Rodney clear the remaining leaves out of his side yard. After spending about 4 hours cutting, hauling, splitting, and stacking firewood at my dad's, my butt was dragging when Rodney called, but I was happy to help him out. Beyond being my best friend, the biggest reason was this. A couple of months ago, when it looked like I wasn't going to have enough firewood for the wood stove to even get to Christmas, he stepped up big time. Just a few days after I'd mentioned it to him, I came home one day to find a bunch of firewood cut, split, and stacked in my driveway. No questions asked, no expectations, no keeping score. We've been best friends for more than 30 years. We met in our late teens when we were both hauling food carts through the halls of the Elliott Hospital. And I think the statute of limitations has run out, so I can actually admit this now. We used to race the food carts up and down the hallways of the Elliott Hospital. And every time we get together, we tell all these old stories and we just laugh. Well, this past Saturday, one of the biggest laughs happened when he came back from the garage with 1.5 rakes. His dad had given him a rake and said it was half off, and he didn't know what he meant till he saw the handle. And I'm 6'2", and I grabbed the short one. Even though it would have been more height appropriate for Dopey Doc or Bashful, we'll give Sneezy the day off for allergies. And you know what? We had a blast. Raking leaves, wrapping them up in the tarp, dragging them down to the far end of his property, and dumping them there. So my question to you, do you have a best friend like I have with Rodney? If so, how long has it been since you connected in a real way, not just, hey, we got to get together, but to actually do something? See, if he and I were to try to find a day to get together with the wives and go out, sorting through all our schedules, we'd probably be talking about a 4th of July barbecue in 2017. Instead, we found a way to add value to each other's lives and create an experience and a memory that's going to make us laugh the next time we get together. I know I'm going to be smiling every time I light a fire in the wood stove, and now he can smile when he pulls in the driveway and doesn't see any more leaves in the side yard. This is real life, and it's good stuff. Real friends rock. Sometimes they rake. Till next time, take care. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you soon.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.